A one-term incumbent is facing a serious challenge in one of Juneau's two legislative races. Democrat Andrea Dahl is defending her Mendenhall Valley-based District 4 House seat against Republican Kathy Munoz. The district has gone Republican for the past two decades, with Dahl being one of two exceptions. Issues include jobs, transportation, and who can best defend Juneau against a capital move. We have back-to-back reports on the race, Matt Miller on the Dahl campaign, and Weld Royal covering the Munoz effort.
How about Nugget and Steep and Valley Boulevard? Valley Boulevard we did.
Yeah, that's
but
there.
Canyon Drive and Granite?
No.
Volunteers for Andrea Dahl's campaign run a highlighting marker over a street map that they've just pulled down from the wall.
Yeah, we good. We've got three signs on there now.
Dahl, who did not face an opponent in this year's Democratic primary, is trying to win a second term in the House for District 4. The key is connecting with roughly 600 undecided voters in the Mendenhall Valley and northern half of the Juneau borough. They could be important swing voters for a Democratic candidate in a traditionally conservative district.
The last thing that Juneau needs is another Republican. And what we truly do need is more Democrats in there, that if we do not actually have a majority, at least we have a good balance and that we can start building a coalition that's going to look at the needs across the state.
Pressing issues, according to Dahl, include revamping a public employee and teacher retirement systems and updating antiquated state employee hiring policies.
I strongly think that we need to get more money into our social services. And departments are really having a hard time right now. There's a lot of vacancies. Morale is bad. People are leaving. They can't find people to move in. It's like, who's watching the farm?
Kathy Munoz and campaign volunteer Kendra Kloster are knocking on doors along Meander Way in the Mendenhall Valley. Munoz walks up to one with a moving van in front.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Kathy Munoz.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Ooh.
Oh, you got a nice warm hand.
Munoz says some people are moving away because they can't find good jobs, and that's contributing to Juneau's residential real estate slump.
People are really concerned about the values of their homes. They're concerned about the situation with the Kensington mine and the difficulty the mine's had in getting permitted and going.
The candidate says bolstering Juneau's economy means supporting the regional mining industry. Mine owner Coeur d'Alene recently eliminated half its staff at its Kensington mine north of Juneau. She says Juneau needs a leader in the state legislature who will stand up for mining interests. She says capital projects mean good-paying construction jobs, and the community would obtain more money if a Republican held the House District 4 seat.
It's important to have a bipartisan effort representing Juneau because currently all of our representation is in the minority. And it's difficult because when you come down to dividing up the resources, Juneau often gets very little.
Munoz argues that would change if she had a voice in the Republican majority. But with 40 House seats open across the state, there's no guarantee that the Republicans will end up with a majority after Election Day. In Juneau, I'm Weld Royal.